This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A witness is revealing what she says she saw as four Americans were kidnapped at gunpoint in Mexico last Friday. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Agents say their white minivan came under fire and a shootout left at least one Mexican citizen dead. All four Americans were placed into a vehicle and driven away.
We're standing ready to provide all appropriate consular assistance.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says this is considered a dangerous area.
The travel advisory for Tamaulipas State remains at level 4. Do not travel. We encourage Americans to heed that advice.
A witness in Mexico says she saw the gunman force a woman to walk to their pickup. Two other people were dragged, and one was carried to the vehicle, which then drove off. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Americans who make more than $400,000 a year may see their taxes go up under President Biden's plan to keep Medicare in good financial shape. He also wants Medicare to be able to negotiate drug costs, his plan outlined this morning in a New York Times essay. There's a new look at how Americans feel about immigration. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
A new poll shows some support for changing the number of immigrants and asylum seekers allowed into the United States. About 4 in 10 adults who responded to an Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research survey say the level of immigration and asylum seekers should be lowered. About 2 in 10 say they should be higher, and about a third want the numbers to remain the same. I'm Donna Warder.
A court in Moscow has sentenced a man to 8.5 years in prison for criticizing Russia's war in Ukraine in social media posts. Protesters are marching across France, angry about the government's plan to raise the retirement age to 64. Among those walking off the job today, trash collectors and utility workers. This is AP News. Britain says it's ready.
Britain's government says it's ready for legal challenges to a tough new law intended to stop tens of thousands of migrants a year reaching the country in small boats across the English Channel. Home Secretary Suella Braverman says the government had pushed the boundaries of international law with a bill that will bar asylum claims by anyone who reaches the UK by unauthorised means and will compel the government to detain and then deport them to their home country or a safe third country. They would be barred from ever re-entering the UK. Critics say the plan is unethical and unworkable since people fleeing war and persecution can't be sent home. And it's likely to be the latest in a series of unfulfilled immigration pledges by successive UK governments. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.